Well, hello, 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 everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Whiplash Talks on BBS Radio. I'm Sunshine, your host for the next hour, and I am beyond grateful to have you along for the ride this next hour. I have a lot to go over and going to take a little bit of a different route here and just see how we work through this. I've got a lot of stuff to cover. Just really felt that it was on my heart to cover this and to bring it to the forefront of kind of some of the whiplash that's going on currently in the world. And just to kind of help you guys realize that it's okay. It's okay. We're going to be fine. So I just wanted to, I know it sounds kind of odd, but I have this really awesome 52-card Oracle deck, and it's called Woodland Wardens. And the artwork on here is just beautiful. It's just nature and flowers and critters, and it's just beautiful. And I don't know, I was just led to ask, you know, what the universe had for us today. And it was awesome. We got the beaver and birch. And the meaning is home. And it was perfect because that's exactly what I have been getting the last few days and for today, to just kind of go over how home is important. And I'll get into that in a second. But for the beaver and the birch, it says, the beaver works hard to build the lodge where it raises its young. Using twigs and grasses, rocks and mud, it constructs a safe environment for its family, as well as a natural habitat for migrating birds. Birch trees symbolize new beginnings, and they seldom grow alone. In medieval Europe, because of the birch wood, there was thought to protect the young and ward off evil spirits. It was often used to build cradles. So the focus on this today, it says, now is a time to focus on nesting, homesteading, and settling down. Decorate and tend to your environment in a way that supports a feeling of home. And then it asks these two questions. It says, what do I appreciate about my home? Is my home a place or a feeling? So it's very important that people realize that a home is not necessarily made of brick and mortar or, you know, stick and mud. A home is a feeling. It a lot of times is a place, and it may be a place you aspire to have someday. But where is your heart? Where is your heart center? Where is your focus? What makes a home for you? Is it the people that you're around? Is it the geographic area that you're in? Is it a heart place for you? Or is it a physical stick and brick location for you? Or is it both? So I thought that was a great card. And thank you, thank you, thank you for giving us that word for our show today for Whiplash Talks. I just thought that was awesome that the universe gave that to us. So I have been doing a lot of studying. There's been a lot going on, actually in mainstream media, which has been kind of shocking, but there's been a lot going on in the world in these last few weeks. A lot of disclosure starting to come out, and I really enjoy forthepeople.space. SPACE, for the people dot space. And Asha has done a brilliant job on putting this website together and getting a lot of information out there that is not in mainstream media. But if you are, as you guys, if you have followed me or have been on any of my shows, you know that I am a Q follower, Mermaid and Asha and Max Spears and a lot of other people that are kind of in that bubble. It's a good place to go back and kind of find your center, find your, as a surveyor would say, where's your plumb line? Where's your center? And it's a good place to kind of run back to and find your center. And one of the places that I was kind of hanging out in, well, actually today, most recently, was under Max Spears. It was under the secret soldier, Max Spears. And for some of the people that know a little bit about Q's history, Max Spears is not the Max that removed Q's last implant. That was Max Steele. But Max Spears was a secret soldier that started a blog, I want to say back in 2017, it'll probably be down here. But I'm just going to start reading some of his stuff here. It was just beautiful. And he started saying, every 2,000 years, very courageous and beautiful beings of light arrive on Earth to support the ascension. The dark takes every opportunity to capture the light, to utilize its power in secret programs against the planet and the people. Many captured secret soldiers / assassins have broken free, telling a tale of horror, somehow having managed to maintain the dignity and honor of their spirit and their passion to help humanity. Max Spears, apparently from Hollow Earth, was one such being of light. Other lights, such as Q, Ron Amatron, Princess Diana, Jesus, Buddha, and John F. Kennedy, arrive directly from Source. They too have been tortured and used, yet manage to support humanity in spite of tremendous hurdles and restraints. The light comes here knowingly, willing to risk all to help humanity. For it is only through their participation here that they may positively impact this reality. We, the people here listening to Whiplash Talk, and all others, we are the ground crew. No one is coming to save us. As much as that trick is publicized, so we relax and wait in vain while the dark takes easy strides forward. And there's a quote that he said, 100% Source Light is here with us now in people on Earth. In 2016, I was off a year, Max published a blog stressing the importance of strengthening the heart and remaining connected to love no matter what occurs. I'm sorry, I've got something going on over here. There we go. I need to turn that off on my computer. So he stressed the importance of strengthening the heart and remaining connected to love no matter what occurs. He felt the war over consciousness was strategized through attacking the human heart, breaking the heart, and destroying humanity's ability to love, feel, and embody the spirit. Max offered insights to support a peaceful way of life amid the chaos he was constantly put through to shame and discredit his character and message. I'm going to stop reading here for a second. I have sensed recently that the strengthening of the heart and remaining connected to love right now is so important. Everything we see is divide and conquer. It's color of skin against color of skin. It's gender against gender, gender identity against traditional beliefs. It's country against country. It's mother against daughter, father against son. It is school against church. It is school against parents. It is children against school, children against parents. It is a major ploy to pit us all against each other, as opposed to us being enlightened and us seeing the trickery that's going on and us standing back to back and fighting against basically those that are, as he put it, creating the chaos that we are constantly in. It goes on to say, Max was vigilant to remind us Earth was an anagram of heart, H and then E-A-R-T. So moving the H to the beginning in the anagram. And to ascend with the Earth, we must love again with all our heart, H-E-A-R-T, the anagram again. So I've really been sensing recently, these past 2 weeks since we've been apart, that love for our fellow people is so important in the next couple of weeks that are coming. When he was writing his blog, approximately 1 month after Max publicly declared he would expose an elite pedophile network, he died under suspicious circumstances on July 16th, 2016. It is said his obituary was published on a date that matched the birthday of his assassin as a trophy. That's atrocious. Max leaves behind these blogs, sharing in his own very unique way truths about this reality as he saw it. As a tribute to Max for the people.space, are presenting his personal thought blogs from 2016 on this website. And so I encourage you to jump on for the people.space when you have a little time and to go on and to read a little bit about what's going on, who Max was and what the purpose was for him to be here. Something that I thought was just so profound and so simple. He says, your cells contain the universe. Every single one of them contains everything that ever was, is, and will be. If we could just grasp that and wrap our heart center around that, our actions would be so different. I drive by on the way to work, to and from work, I drive by a place that has some beautiful horses and they're on pasture. And I'm like, I drive by and they don't care what's going on in the world. They are not on the third dimension level as far as knowing what's going on in the world and what could happen. And oh my goodness, you know, are we going to lose power? And do we need generators? And are we going to need to stock up on food? And are we in fear if we do that, as opposed to are we preparing because we know that we're in battle against evil? And those ponies don't care. Those ponies have grass. Those ponies have water. They have a place to run. And they're loving life. And so sometimes I look over and I just smile and I'm like, I want to channel my inner horse sometimes. So there's a blog posting that he put. It says, all of this plane you created. Said, that is why reality would not be here if it weren't for you. Many times, I will say this, many times Q has taught us and reminded us that our thoughts, and even Asha would say this too, our thoughts, where we think and where we focus and where we intent, is what we create. And so this really spoke to me. It says, that is why reality would not be here if it weren't for you. The animals are beloved. They have given the breath of life. They have been given the breath of life through you, their creators. The flowers are beloved, for they have the infinite patterns of your beauty in them. All life does. And it is all because of you. Who are you? You are the great gods of light, the great creators of all life. You are the grand, infinite thought, magnified and lowered into created matter. You are a piece of God, the forever thought, the infinite now, experiencing the form called humanity. You are a fraction of God manifested as man to continue the expansion of thought into forever and ever. So when pondering this, the thought of the parasites that are attempting to usurp the heart, the anagram of Earth, heart, that you live on, become literally less than nothing. I'm going to read that again. And you guys just remember that the word heart is the anagram for Earth. So he says, so when pondering this fraction of God manifested as man to continue the expansion of thought into forever and ever. When pondering this, the thought of the parasites that are attempting to usurp the heart you live on become literally less than nothing. So we just think them out of existence. That's what we do then. That's what we do. Max Spears. So he continues to write about great force. And it says, everything now is indicating that there is a great. Independence from the enslavement and destruction of humanity, sex trafficking, child sacrifice, torture, injustice, gaslighting, mind control, censorship being turned into robots and courtesans singing for our supper. Independence from British rule and the so-called Rothschilds, Rockefeller, royal families, Nazis, is independence from darkness and Thothian dictatorship meant to control and torture the light out of humanity by vampires and parasites who've been siphoning our light and energy for centuries. It's always worth the fight. Let's finish it once and for all. Our heritage is rebellion. And it's not meant to say, go in the streets willy-nilly and start an enraged war. Sometimes a rebellion is peaceful. Sometimes a rebellion is standing your ground. So I just encourage you to go on to forthepeople.space There's a lot of good information on here. For those of you that are driving, and some may not know what gaslighting is. It's a form of psychological manipulation that involves influencing someone's perception of reality, often by denying or distorting facts, events, or their own emotions and thoughts. MKUltra, mainstream media, Hollywood, movies, shows, television shows, pretty much the mainstream stuff that's coming across the airwaves to you is gaslighting, sorry to say. But you're on BBS Radio, and they are the exception to the rule. So kudos to you for being on BBS Radio. Such a great place to be. I also wanted to, there was another post that was posted on July 4th, and it's called The World Storm, Crimes Against Humanity, Dark to Light. And it was very good as well. And cue the Storm Rider official new Telegram page. Said Trump is insulated and highly protected by military operations. Supreme Court rules Trump cannot be prosecuted when it comes to constitutional powers behind the scenes. Supreme Court filings and dockets connected to the Brunson case and annulment of the 2020 election to dissolve and remove the Biden administration was a critical move and served a powerful purpose back in 2023 as the Senate and DNC, the deep state, saw the loopholes of the law that placing Pelosi as president would expose election interference and investigation into the 2020 rigged elections if Pelosi was placed as president in 2023. Now, I realize I'm talking some political stuff, and you pick your side. Pick your side. Either way, I don't think elections being rigged is a good thing. Several sources inside the DNC and Senate confirm placing Pelosi as president in 2023 would have reopened the Brunson case, and the Supreme Court would have been forced to open the case and would have led to corruption and declassifying CIA and FBI records connected to the 2020 elections. So maybe that'll say why the Brunson case was shut down. And behind the scenes again, nothing is forgotten. Trump is still going to expose the military coup. This is currently happening in several forefronts. Trump is exposing the corrupt legal systems. There are sealed indictments of several officials in the Pentagon, CIA, FBI, and three-letter agencies are connected to Soros-funded operations and corrupt Secretary of State projects. To buy and elect Secretary of State officials to change voting rules and laws, treason leading to a military coup. The massive coming storm and arrest wars has the Pentagon in panic. And the panic is hitting the Hollywood elites and music industry. If you'll notice, P. Diddy is selling his Los Angeles mansion, which is known to be a pedophilia related piece of land. Let's put it that way. So the panic is hitting the Hollywood elites and music industry. At the same time, hundreds of sex trafficking rings through the United States have been taken down the past 18 months. And you ask, I'm saying this personally, you ask, why is this not coming out of mainstream media? And I'm asking you, why would you even ask that question? Nothing comes out in mainstream media. Just now, within the last couple of weeks, are we starting to see glimpses of things coming out in mainstream media. But child trafficking and sex trafficking and all of that has been hidden for so long. No one should be surprised that is in the know. So it says, have been taken down in the past 18 months, with more recent the saving of 200 children in sting operations that was initiated by Trump's executive orders on human trafficking and child trafficking operations still in place.
I think you guys in the U.S. News mentioned an FBI raid on Oakland mayor reveals connections to sex trafficking, and she still says she did nothing wrong and will not resign. The elites through the U.S. have been arrested in pedophile rings, including a U.S. military leader from Guantanamo Bay recently in a shootout over pedophilia in Seattle. Bruce Koval Miniland, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Miniland, was shot dead at the hotel. Notice how Google and YouTube try to hide the name of his military stature and links to the UN. Only gave his age and gender as the 67-year-old man. And it was caught on camera. They're showing like police vests. And so there are tens of thousands of arrests on pedophilia connected to elite CIA operations and branches connected to Epstein. Hollywood child pedophilia operations and over 250,000 sealed indictments that are growing. The storm is open news now as mainstream media, FBI, and military officials are in panic that Trump is coming to arrest them. No more laughing. The coming arrest wars. The storm is coming. FBI Ted Gunderson exposed the satanic pedophile rituals connected to Hollywood and elites at the highest levels. The CIA pedophile projects as the finders in connection to Franklin cover-up child prostitution ring involving politicians and elites were all recorded, and military intelligence was well aware of the deep state operations. This led to operations of Epstein arrested under Trump's administration. Still going back behind the scenes, nothing is forgotten. Pizzagate, CIA pedophilia networks connected to global sex and extortion rings. It's coming full circle, and a massive storm is brewing as Trump, plus future events, plus military operations, open the sealed indictments and arrest warrants. There's panic, panic, panic in the deep state as Trump human trafficking, executive orders, and operations is picking up speed. There's a collision course, CIA coup, stolen elections, Epstein, P. Diddy, Hollywood Pedo Society, World Banks involved in human trafficking, and military deep state inside pedophilia rings. The collision course hits European Union exposure and full connection to satanic pedophilia and human sex trafficking operations at the highest level. I really hope that most of you know about all of this. And if you don't, please hear my heart. Take what you will and what you don't. That's fine too. But I share this because it's my heart. I don't want anyone to fracture when all of this news hits. And when the news hits of how we've been under such control. And the reason everyone financially struggles, and the reason that no one can seem to get ahead, when all of that comes out, I want us all to stand back to back like we did at 9/11, how we all stood back to back and we were proud to be Americans, and we will stand and we will rebuild. I don't want us to go into a wild card, Mad Max rebellion against all of us that are in the same boat. Just because we have a different skin color or a different hair color or a different sexual preference or different socioeconomic level, it doesn't mean that we're not all the same. We're all spirit. We're all source. It goes back to what we talked about at the beginning of the show, that we are a small piece of God on this earth for this time, for this place, for this reason. It's your responsibility to ask why am I here now? Why am I here now? What am I here for? And to start tapping into source within you. As Q says, you know, go within. Go within. Why are you here? What is your purpose? Because you have a purpose. I was just going to bring up that recently, even the Great Awakening, the global awakening is happening. It was another post that for the people.space posted on July 4th. And Viktor Orban is make Europe great again. And there were, you know, trust the plan. The comms were trust the plan. Military operations, capture of the European Union just happened. Make Europe great again, Viktor Orban was quoted as saying. You just witnessed the capture of the European Union presidency by military alliance operations. This comes after the Great Awakening movement and massive awakening through Europe as the population. We're to share real information in real time, knowing the mainstream media and politicians are lying, and the corruption is connected to the hoax, the plandemic, the vaccines cover-up, and now pushing of war with Russia. They can't win. And hundreds of millions of Europeans refuse to send their children to war. So you may ask in this article, it says, why did Q push the Great Awakening globally? Why did military intelligence push the Great Awakening through military operations inside the algorithms of the internet? Why did Q the Storm Rider give you comms long ago that the pandemic was going to cause a mass awakening? Why did the Q Storm Rider tell you long ago Europe was going to be captured by White Hat's operations? Do you think it's coincidence that Trump is allies with Viktor Orban? And Orban has now succeeded in becoming the president of the European Union? Do you think it's coincidence that Orban is stating the same thing as Trump's philosophy and motto? Make America great again. 2, make Europe great again. It's happening globally, and that is really, really good. Really, really good. We have to go through this. There's something that I have said before that it helps me get through a lot of tough times, and it deals with when you're going through something. Sorry, I put something down here. Sorry, that was loud. Sorry, BBS. When you're going through something, you have to kind of remember that you don't always, it's not always going to be pretty. And so sometimes when you are in the middle of the storm, you need to focus on, how do I word this? Learning to dance in the midst of the storm. So dancing in the rain as opposed to waiting for the rain to pass. So I guess where I'm at is if you work on focusing your thoughts and your heart center, and putting your intention out there to no matter what happens over the next few weeks or months, you focus on your home, you focus on your family, you focus on your community, you focus on loving those and putting your intention out there for the earth and the world that you want to live in. And that's where I'm at right now. And I will take a quick break, BBS. I'll take a quick break and then I'll come back and then we'll finish up with some pretty cool stuff. So thank you so much for being here with me on Whiplash Talks. I know that was pretty heavy, but I just wanted to get it out there to you guys to let you know that, you know, people have been in control of this for a long time, and it's going to work. It's going to work. We have to go through the storm to get to the sunshine. So I'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll talk to you soon. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Whiplash Talks. This is Sunshine, and I am happy to have you join me for the second half of the show. We've got about 20 minutes, a little less than 20 minutes, and just following up on what we talked about in the first part of the show, it's really on my heart to go over a couple of song lyrics that I believe really pertain to kind of where we're at right now. And, you know, we've heard Q talk about artists that were here and that were definitely enlightened and wrote their lyrics They were being led on the words that they were writing. And of course, what we were just focusing on, John Lennon wrote Imagine. He also had Yoko Ono helping with the writing of that song. And it's one of the most beautiful and awe-inspiring songs of all time. It was deep in the heart of the Vietnam War, which, as a side note, was rumored to have been, and I wasn't there, I don't know, but it was rumored to have been against an alien entity. And that's why so many of our veterans came back so impacted. And then, of course, they were not received well when they came back. And for that, my heart is broken. But he wrote the words to Imagine, asking listeners to envision a world of peace and unity. And that goes back to what I was talking about. The A number one weapon that is being used against humanity is pitting us against one another. And this song came to mind with a couple of others, and I'll go over those as well. But this song came to mind, and the lyrics are so powerful. And it says, imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. Can you hear the yoo-hoo? You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. The third verse says, imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one. John Lennon, you are not the only one. You are not, because I dream for the same. And I know many that listen, that are listening to my voice now and that listen to this in the future, listen to this song. You're not the only dreamer. And I believe if we put our intentions out there, that we will have the world. We will have the earth plane, as we call it. We will have that peace, and we will live as one. So that really fit with what I was trying to communicate earlier in the show, because it's my friend Bill. I'll give you a little update on my whiplash status with Bill too, but Bill would always say, surely you guys are going to pick this up. You know, the body can't go where the mind hasn't already been. Well, Q has taught us that, you know, you focus your heart center, go within and intent from your heart center. And you bring to life, you birth that intention. And so, why can't we imagine what we want? Why can't we intend that? Why can't out of our heart center, why can't we have that? We are source. You know, I am source. You are source. That is just the way it is. The other song, I guess I was on a Beatles kick today. It's kind of funny. All You Need Is Love. And I was like, I'm not going to sing the love, love, love part for you guys. But the first verse is, there's nothing you can do that can't be done. There's nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. Nothing, no one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy. And then the chorus, all you need is love. All you need is love. And all they're trying to do is to divide and conquer us. That there is no love. between us. All they do is try to make differences between us and pit us against each other like we're each other's enemies, whenever our enemy is a puppet master and we're on stage. So I just encourage you guys to really try to focus on love, focus on, you know, imagining the world the way you want it to be for you and your children and your grandchildren, or you and your mother and father, and you and your best friend and your lover, your partner. Imagine that world. Imagine a world that's peaceful and not stressful. And imagine being able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. And imagine no financial challenges. Imagine flipping it over to the positive. Imagine abundance above all you could ever ask or think. In friendships, in relationships, in finances, in philanthropic ways to be able to help and bless others. Imagine that world. And then, of course, I couldn't let this go since I am sunshine. I couldn't let this one go without just being kind of silly. Good day, sunshine. Yeah. So I just kind of want to hand it on a funny note, on a happy note. I just want you guys to know that the sunshine is coming. The S-O-N, the raw, is here. She is powerful and she is strong. And she is warrior mama. And she is fighting to bring everyone divine sunshine. And so I want you all to know that I'm here. I'm going through the battles. I told you I'd give you a little bit of an update on where I am with my dark night of the soul whiplash situation going on. And I've had some beautiful things happen. It's getting a little easier, I will say. It's not as debilitating. I'm very functional at work. My weekends are sometimes a little blue, but they're better. I make myself get outside and get in the dirt, do some grounding, you know, hang out with the critters, watch the birds in the backyard, feed the birds, that kind of thing. Get my hands in the dirt. So that's been nice. I had offered to make some lap quilts for Bill's children, and a couple of them wanted them. So I've finished one quilt top, and I'm starting the other one. And I did not realize how incredibly difficult it would be for me to cut up his shirts, because I offered to make them out of his shirts, and whew. That one caught me off guard, so had to work through that. But in seeing how much love and peace and joy it's going to bring his children, I just kept holding on to that, and I just kept going within and really trying to just think ahead and be led by how to show love and how to put love into these quilts that his children would feel and cherish, not from my work, but from them being made from his dad's shirts, made from their dad's shirts. So I'm working through that. Work is crazy busy and a little overloaded there, but all in all, I am doing better. I'm working with Lucia Nicola Evans. I'm going to be taking some training with her. She's been amazing as well. She's been on BBS radio before, and she's due to come on, I believe, Q's upcoming shows that follow me soon. I don't know when, but she is someone I would really encourage you if you need somebody to talk to or work through things. She's been amazing. So there's my update on where I'm at. And I just wanted to encourage you guys for the people.space. Maybe if you're listening to Q, then you're pretty in tune to what's going on. But there's a lot of disclosure on that website. You have to dig, you have to study. But it will help you to be prepared to not fracture, because I have this saying that if you, and I don't, please don't try this because caterpillars are wonderful, but if you step on a caterpillar, what's inside squishes out, you know, okay? So when the information comes out, I don't want you guys to fracture. I don't want you to be like the caterpillar that got so much weight on it that you just splatter. I want you to be aware. You know, many tribunals have happened. There are a lot of people that are wearing masks that are actors. There's a lot of clones out there. I mean, there's a lot of weirdness going on that has not been disclosed to us. And so I just want to encourage everyone to find your happy. What makes you happy? I've said this before. What makes you happy? And make sure you work that into your day. I know sometimes, you know, we've done some deep breathing on here. We've done some singing on here. We've talked about, you know, what is your gig? What's your thing? And it might just be cooking for your family and enjoying a meal with your family. I know that's a lot of fun as well. So, BBS, I think I'm about ready to sign off. If that is good with you, we can sign off a little early. I just want to tell everybody how much I love you, love you, love you. And thank you so much for being here with me as I walk through this whiplash talk. And as I walk through this dark night of the soul, I'm doing better. I am. There are times when I get hit a little sideways and the tears come and I have to kind of pull it back together. But there's a reason I'm still here. There's a reason I'm here. And I'm ready. I'm ready to find out exactly why I agreed to come here for this time, for this purpose, for this season. And I know some of my, I'm going to call them superpowers, but I don't know everything. So I'm working with Lucia Nicola Evans to see if I can peel back some more layers and see if I can tap more deeply into going within, so I can go within, so I can be strong to come out and help during this next season that we are going to be experiencing here in America and across the globe. So I wish you guys so much love. I'm beyond, beyond, beyond grateful for each and every one of you. And I just believe great and beautiful things for each and every one of you. Even if you're in the midst of swirling chaos, find your center, find your happy, and dance in the middle of that rainstorm. Okay. All right. I love you all. This is Sunshine. I'm signing off, and stay tuned for Q. He's coming on. It's his long day. So stay tuned for him. I'm sure he's got great things for us. Okay. Love you guys. Whiplash Talks. See you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Mm-hmm.